Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider, satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Download today.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Random Would You Rather question, 206-803-ROCK.
Ted, we read that text from the guy that says we were sitting on the couch having Thai food, watching Food Network.
Oh, yeah.
And it's got a text back from him. It says, to answer Ted's question about what we ordered, chicken saute, pad Thai chicken, pad see ew pork.
Oh, all right.
And yellow curry pineapple chicken fried rice. We got it from Silver Spoon Thai in Linwood. I still remember that, and we're celebrating 10 years this year.
Nice.
So apparently, those foods, aphrodisiac.
Mm-hmm. I like pad thai.
What is it? Pad thai? What is it?
It's like the thicker egg noodles with like broccoli.
Oh, well, okay, right. The egg noodles, yes. Yeah. You can stop at broccoli. But yeah, I got you now.
Stop at broccoli.
Yeah, stop at broccoli.
I mean, yeah, I know you won't care, but usually it's in like a soy sauce, so it's pretty good.
Yeah, I'll get the thick egg noodles, but I avoid anything that has broccoli.
You know, they used to call me that in high school.
What's that?
Thick egg noodle.
Had to be a compliment. Hello, Brian. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Brian, welcome to the program.
Hola,
bitch. Yeah, man. All right, what do we got for you, Bri?
Okay, let's go with this one. You get to do one of two things. Would you rather have the opportunity, as we've talked about for years, to jump down the slide that is deployed in an emergency situation on an airplane, or would you like to have the opportunity to drive a train? You can either drive a train or jump off of an emergency airplane slide.
Are we assuming that it's a non-emergency when you're going down? Or at least you're on fire.
Yeah, you have the option. Yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah.
I'd like to drive a train.
You would like to drive a train.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
What kind of distance would you want to do it? If they said, like, you can go across the country, you can go up and down the West Coast, you can just go to Tacoma. What are you looking at?
Cross country.
If I were going to do a train, I would do a cross country. I mean, taking the whole thing, you know what I mean? And train tracks, up until you get into cities, train tracks generally are in some of the more beautiful parts of the country. And then when you get into the city, it's as ugly as hell.
There's that British Columbia
Starliner or something, or Skyliner.
I mean, it goes right up into the Rockies. I don't think it crosses that area because it's,
Well, there's the Coast Starlight that goes up and down the West Coast.
I think that's what I'm thinking.
Okay. Which is pretty awesome. You ever been on one of those trains?
I have not, ma'am.
Like, one time coming back from Portland, right? This is years ago. My mom was in town. She's like, I've never been to Portland. So I just got two train tickets. And so on the way home, the only one we could book was that Coast Starlight. But it's awesome. It has the big viewing cars that are like all windows.
All right.
I had a steak and a baked potato and a beer and the dining car. Yeah.
So would you take the train or the slide?
Oh, train.
Really?
Well, the problem is,
slide doesn't last long enough. You know, like, it would be awesome to do, but you're probably on there.
Wait, gentlemen.
Yeah.
First off, I want to wish happy birthday to Miles Montgomery.
Oh, thank you, brother.
Oh, yeah, happy birthday, that. Miles.
Yeah.
And myself.
Is it your birthday as well?
It is.
It's also, who's that chick you like?
Heather Graham.
Heather Graham.
Heather yeah. Graham. Heather Graham's 55 years old today. Yeah, I can't wait to meet her, man.
Yeah. Miles,
we're going to talk birthdays.
I met you at the 808 the other last year.
You mean the 884?
Is that the one in Bremerton?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. The 808. Yeah.
That's the one.
You made me have to think. Okay, no. 884. Oh, cool.
You were pissed off that I was younger than you.
Well, I mean, hell. What are you going to do about that? I look better.
Not much.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Well, happy birthday, brother. That's very cool. Reese, we asked you, would you rather do the airplane emergency slider or drive a train?
What are you picking, by the way?
I'm going to drive a train.
As much as you've gone on about the slide, as long as I have known you,
you're the
when
one
this hypothetical situation pops up, you're like, oh, no, I'm taking the train.
It's over in 3 seconds.
But you bang the drum about that slide all the time.
I do, but all the time.
But on this would you rather, in this instance, I am taking the train.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, just because.
You don't cross country or what?
Wherever I need to go.
Is there any train that basically runs, say, from Vancouver all the way to the Panama Canal? So basically, as long as it's landlocked, is there a train that covers that? I don't know if there is. I do not believe that there is. But that
well, you can definitely go west to east. I mean, we know that. Yeah, right? You can go through Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that the train
Empire Builder. Chicago to Seattle.
Through Montana and all. That's beautiful. So that would be...
I'd like to see that.
That would be a cool ride.
I mean, I think the biggest problem with train or any vehicle going all the way to South America is you got to get through... What's that one, like, jungle area? Like, nobody goes in there.
Amazon?
No, it's a certain area, and it kind of... That's why people generally don't take the land route. Because it's dangerous territory just because of the mountains and the animals. It's dangerous territory because of the militias and stuff around.
Okay, say no more.
Like, I mean, it's basically like... Hmm. Like, nobody really governs it because it's that wild. It's like, have at it.
Right. Wow, it's like Oregon.
Okay, the reason we asked about the emergency airplane slider driving a train. Como News has obtained video footage of the emergency slide accident that canceled a flight out of SeaTac last Thursday. The Delta Airlines flight had to call it off after crew members, they accidentally deployed the emergency slide on January 23rd.
Oops.
So it was a crew member.
An accident.
The Darien Gap.
It was...
Okay.
Yeah, it was supposed to travel to Honolulu, which is even worse because you're going to Hawaii.
Right.
The plane was parked on the runway and was pulling up to the gate to load passengers for the outbound flight when the crew accidentally set off the slide. So, the video shows the plane approaching the gate, coming to a full stop. The pilot, co-pilot are seen moving around the inside of the cockpit, and the passenger boarding bridge starts to extend toward the plane's door. Suddenly, the emergency slide blows out, inflates, and unfolds down to the runway. More movement is seen in the cockpit, while ground crew gather around the bottom of the slide. No travelers were involved, and no injuries were reported. However, passengers had to have their flights rescheduled due to the repair delay.
So no one was on the plane?
They were pulling in.
Oh, that sucks.
So the people that were on the plane were on that plane. That was the plane, though, that was about ready to depart to Hawaii. So if that was your layover, you stay on the plane.
Okay, all right, so those people, at least they got that. I mean, like, look, if I'm on the plane, you have the layover. You don't feel like a layover, but if they said, hey, you have to exit the plane, but because we deployed a slide, you have to go down the slide. I'd be like, dude, that's awesome.
Now, we go to New York, where police are searching.
As I say, the issue with the long layovers or whatever, that was part of my issue when I was trying to fly up to Boston down at Dulles. As we pulled back to the gate, like, once or twice, and then the only bar and restaurant was a French place. So it was like, the appetizers were escargot. And I'm like, I'm not eating snails.
Wow.
At a goddamn airport. But like, I was like, I'm kind of peckish. Like, yeah. I could use a little snack. Yeah.
Do you have something other than snails?
Police are searching for three people who stole a subway train in New York. The theft was discovered at about 10 o'clock on Saturday night. According to police, MTA employees told officers people entered the unoccupied train, operated it for a distance, and broke numerous train car windows. The thieves, of course, posted their joyride on social media. And the video shared on social media shows them inside the conductor cabin, with one operating the controls, while one sits out the front door of the train with his legs dangling over the tracks, and another stands behind him. According to the New York Police Department, the R train was left secured on a layup track at 71st Avenue Station. It was secured and unattended. When they returned, the thieves had returned the train to an area near where they took it from. The doors of the train were locked, which indicated that someone had entered the train using transit keys.
Uh-huh.
They obviously knew something about both where the train was and how to operate a train and how to get the keys. Once you start it, it's just a throttle. And you use the throttle to move it and to slow it down. This is why I think it would be fun to drive the train. It's basically a boat.
Yeah.
Burr, forward, burr, backward, just to slow it down.
And you're on the track.
And that's all you need to know. No steering wheel, nothing. You just get it going at the right speed, whatever the speed limit is for the area, and you let it fly. But they successfully stole a subway train in New York City.
That had to be awesome. I mean, for them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Random, I still know what I'd do on it.
Hey, who knows?
Just, I like the one guy in the front just hangs his legs out of the tracks. Enjoys the ride.
I think it'd be cooler, because you said to drive a train, it'd be cooler if there were a single car that you get to control. Go, you know, all the way across the country. I'm not dragging passengers. I don't have cargo. Like, it's just this single car going across. Mm-hmm. That would be awesome.
Okay.
I wish one of the options was drive a cop car.
What would you do if you drove a cop car? A
lot of stuff.
Me too.
I mean, just running lights. Constantly. Everything's an emergency.
Everything.
I'd be, you know, at people and saying stuff to them through the loudspeaker.
Oh, the loudspeaker, that's where I'd go wrong, man. But yeah, I'd have to. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Hola. Chris, welcome to the program. Yeah, man, liquor and horse.
Can I touch on something that you guys talked about earlier really quick?
Sure.
If you are looking for the egg rolls from, I'm 40, and I went in a lot of Chinese food when I was in the 90s. The egg rolls at Jack in the Box, I'm not joking.
Did you send a text then?
So close to those.
Did you send me a text about that?
No, I did not.
Okay, because somebody here, I'm going to read the text. It says, honestly, you're going to laugh at me, which is almost word for word what you just said, but the Jack in the Box egg rolls are the bomb.
Huh. Yeah. You know what? I'll give them a try.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
I mean, again, if you're looking for like that American-style Chinese egg roll, they're not going to be as thick as the ones you remember, but Miles, what's your place, too?
I go to Ballard Mandarin.
I think they have a decent one, too.
They're not bad. Yeah, they're not bad. They just tend to lean a little bit more Thai style.
Right.
Instead of the big egg wrapper.
Oh, some people gave me suggestions on the text line, and I appreciate all of them. But yeah, Jack in the Box came up.
Okay. All right, let's go with this random question. Would you rather become friends with your celebrity crush or go on one date with him? So you could be friends for a while with your celebrity crush or go on one date.
Friends. Then hopefully I can turn that into multiple dates.
But just assume that you're going to ride the bench the whole time. And who would the celebrity crush be?
Ooh, I mean, in her heyday, Heather Graham. Oh, my God. Right,
we're back to Heather Graham.
Okay. All right.
Dude, even now, listen, she's, you know.
Do you have to pick your celebrity crush or could you just pick another celebrity?
Well, it says celebrity crush. I would go. I mean, like, look, there's a woman who I find incredibly annoying, remarkably pretentious, and every time she talks, I like her less. But Zoe Saldana is still super hot. So in this case, I just want to go on the date. I just want to knock boots
but
to be
done.
But
if you can be friends without being in the crush, I have a couple of ideas. Like James Harden. Or
no, but this is your celebrity crush.
But I mean,
well, you are friends out here with your crush.
If it's one date with the celebrity crush, can we make sure it's at a very photogenic place?
But so that you can be in pictures with them?
Correct.
Well, sure. I mean, if that's where you want to go on the date.
That would up my stock, right? You know, it's just like, oh, my God. You know, like, I don't know. Jessica Simpson was out with the Ted Smith.
So now you look better to all the potential suitors.
Right. It might only be one date. But, you know, they catch me coming out of the Grove or whatever it is. Where, you know, we're on a date. Like, a lot of women that are like, who the hell is this Ted Smith guy? Or there's a lot of women that already know me. They're going to be like, I better lock him up.
You know, man, that's not a bad call.
Okay.
That's playing it very, very well.
The reason we asked, would you rather become friends with your celebrity crush or go on one date? Pam Anderson. We know Pam. She.
I'd love to go on a date with her.
She revealed she had a girlhood
She'll marry you.
Crush on Michael Jackson, but was left disappointed when she met him in person. They say there's always a certain someone that we would like to believe we would end up with, whether it's attainable or not, due to them being a celebrity or fictional in some cases. But Pam Anderson, she could have been that figure. She was the Baywatch star at the time. She was a sex symbol. And then in 1997, I guess she met the King of Pop himself. In an interview with W Magazine, she said she thought he wouldn't want to marry me anyway, but then I met him, and he didn't ask me to marry him, and I was really disappointed. They always say you'll never meet your heroes, but perhaps it should also go for celebrity crushes as well. Even though she did not get her wish to go on a date, she did go on to marry five times anyway, while Jackson himself married twice to Lisa Marie Presley and to Debbie Rowe, who is who he had children with back in the day. But she didn't get a chance to meet her celebrity crush, and it was a disappointment.
I mean, as far as being friends with a celebrity crush, again, I would take Rosie Perez.
Okay.
Just because she is a massive boxing fan.
Right. You could sit down and have fun with her. Right.
Right. And I, if we're buddies, I'd be like, Joe, dude, like, give me a ticket. Like, I want to go to that boxing match, too.
Hmm. Who would you rather say? Are you going with Heather Graham again?
You know what? Not that she's my celebrity crush, but I think you would never do bad with somebody like a Taylor Swift.
In what way?
Well, you're friends.
All right.
So the friend benefit of being friends with Taylor Swift is, you know, maybe you get an
AFC championship.
Maybe you get an invitation to the Super Bowl. Maybe you're in a suite. Maybe when she throws a party someplace, you are invited. Her friends are also going to be invited to these parties.
Mm-hmm.
If I've got a ticket, I could take, and she said you can bring a date with you. Okay, now I could ask any chick I want, like, hey, do you want to go down to L.A. For Taylor Swift's birthday party?
The answer will be yes.
Hell yes. Mm-hmm. You know, once you get down there, of course, she's probably going to hook up with somebody else at the party.
But so will you.
That's what you're hoping.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole deal.
So just somebody with enough clout and enough probably hot friends to make it worth your time.
I think celebrity crush is tough, too. Maybe it's because I'm not in, like, a relationship, but I just never really think about it. Like, somebody asked me the other day, and I was like, well, there's celebrities I find attractive, but...
Right, I mean, look, we're at the age now where having a crush is a bit of a stretch, but, yeah, in my younger days, you rattle off 15 people.
Emily Ratajkowski.
But like you're saying now, I could tell you a bunch of celebrities I find attractive, but... Unlike when I was younger, I don't read much about them because I generally don't care. You know, if they're an actress, like, I hope I like their movies. I think they're hot. But I don't need to see an interview with them. Like, it doesn't get me to sit down to want to have to listen to anything they have to say.
Yeah.
It's not a mean thing. It's just not a sales pitch anymore.
Exactly.
Because I'm old enough to know it's not going to matter. You know, when you're young, you think, oh, man, so-and-so broke up with her boyfriend. I've got a chance. No, you don't. And I'm old enough to know that now.
So hey, Jelly Roll's wife?
How?
Bunny?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She is built for you, brother.
Yeah, she seems cool. Oh, yeah.
She does. She got a body type.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Spencer. Welcome to the men's room.
What's up, bitches?
Hola.
Spencer, welcome to the program. Random question. Let's go with this one.
All right.
Spencer, would you rather be farted on by someone else? All right, they fart on you, basically. They're touching you, they fart on you. Or... you're the one guilty of farting on someone else. And these are people that you don't know in both instances. Okay?
Oh,
so would you rather be farted on by someone you don't know, or would you rather fart on someone else that you don't know?
Man, I'll crap test somebody.
I'm talking about farting on them. You are on a train. You are on a bus. You are standing
and
up.
And they know it's me?
You're touching. They know absolutely know you just farted on them.
They feel it. They smell it.
They heard it.
And it smells really bad.
I mean, whatever
it
you got going.
It smells like a fart. I mean, look, man, it might not be the worst fart you've ever blown out there, but there's never been a fart where I say, please do that again. That smells awesome.
Yeah, okay. I'll have someone fart on me.
You know what? I'm right there with you.
Really?
I would almost rather just because it's their fault. Now, if I fart on someone, I'm embarrassed. This is ridiculous. They're going to turn around. I don't know how bad they're going to cost me.
To me, it comes down to a question of, would I rather be embarrassed or angry? Right? You know what I mean? Because, like, if I fart on someone else, I'm very embarrassed. There's no doubt about it. I didn't mean to do it. It happened. We both acknowledged that it happened. If you fart on me, well, I'm pissed, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are you doing? And I don't know which scenario is better, particularly if you're in public and this person does it to you.
Yep.
I think I'd rather fart on someone else.
No, I'm taking one. I'm taking one of me, man. I really am. Because I would feel so bad about farting on someone.
Never farted on someone?
That I don't know, no.
I mean, and look, here's the difference, too, all right?
I don't believe so.
In the moment, it sucks either way. But like I said, I'd rather be embarrassed than angry. But then you fast forward about a month, and now you're sharing the story with someone. If I farted on someone, I'm probably laughing when I tell the story. Like, I felt so bad.
But if you got farted on, I'm laughing as you tell it.
Yeah, but I don't think it's funny. I'm but like, man, this dude farted on me. Like, I'm still angry about it, you know?
A young woman has pled guilty to harassment in UK's first ever cyber farting case after bombarding her boyfriend's ex with videos of her breaking wind. Rhianna Evans appeared at magistrate courts in North Wales and was accused of causing Deborah Prythurch distress and anxiety by sending her inappropriate videos of her farting. The prosecutor told magistrates that the first video, she proceeds to pass gas by placing the camera on her butt and farting. Evans sent three videos of her letting it rip on December 22nd, followed by another four of the same nature over the next few days. Each video shows her farting, her face smiling then at the camera. Her tooting continued on Boxing Day and New Year's Day, despite police getting wind of what happened. In a victim statement read to court, the woman said she would like to feel safe in my home. Evans was later arrested and admitted she had sent the videos, and prosecutors said she wanted to send videos because she felt her partner was being treated unfairly. It was purely malicious. She was smirking throughout, found it hilarious, but the victim did not. The case is believed to be the first instance of legal action against cyber farting in the United States, or I'm sorry, in the UK, if not the world.
Yeah, it might be. I hear what you're saying. It is annoying. It's frustrating. You're tired of it. You're getting victimized. I don't know that I would say I feel unsafe.
Yeah. She has been ordered 60 days of alcohol abstinence.
Oh, okay. So she was just getting hammered and doing this. That makes
hard to the camera.
That don't make it okay. Yeah, that makes a lot more sense.
I never thought I could get arrested for that.
No.
I would never think in a million years if I sent farting videos to my ex or someone else's ex that would cause that to take it to that level where I now am in front of a prosecutor.
Well, I mean, I could see a cease and desist or restraining order or something like that, but not actually getting charged with something.
More of the random would you rather question coming up, 206-803.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Rock.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Who sucks less? Is on the way at 4:30 right after emails and a random would you rather question. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Wes. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Random.
Happy
random,
birthday.
Hola.
Wes, welcome to the program.
Happy Chaluka.
And a random question. Would you rather question. Random. Let's go with this one.
I didn't sing the cheeky song. My bad.
Oh, don't worry. We got that coming up.
Here's one.
It sounds like I'm dying.
Oh.
Well, you're getting old.
Oh, Lord. All right.
It's like you play that on the last birthday you ever had.
Yeah, dude. Like, we're not saying you're going to die soon, but we just thought we'd go a little down tempo.
That would be depressing as hell.
This is the last one you'll ever have, so here it is.
Like, you're sick, and that's what they play?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if they play that one for you, the doctor's got some news.
Either that or you're like in the 1800s living in Europe in a dark cave.
and have a piano.
Yeah. Let's go with this random would you rather question. Would you rather not know what you're doing tomorrow for 10 years or know exactly what you're doing every day for the next 10 years? In other words, you have no idea what's going on every single day for 10 years. Or you know exactly what you're doing every day for the next 10 years.
All right, so I'm married, and so I would rather not know what I'm doing for the next 10 years.
Thank you.
I'm about to retire, And look, my wife's like, honey, we're going to do this with my work friend and blah, blah, blah. Sorry, she has a southern accent. She's like, honey, we're going to do this. And I'm like, all right, baby. All right, cool. I don't know. Look, don't tell me nothing.
I think it would be, well, it wouldn't be bad to have
I get ready in 5 minutes. You know this thrill?
I was going to say the same thing for that. My wife is super organized, and I am not. So we do balance each other out. But earlier today, she's just telling me about the month of February, saying, man, I had to flip the calendar to February because we have so much going on. That was the quote. And so this thing is sitting on the desk at the home office. And I have this ability, and I'm not making this up, to not see it. I mean, it's right there behind the computer. But I don't look at it because I know that every single day of the week has something written on it.
It's just going to make you mad.
And it doesn't necessarily involve me. It's just the point that it's there. And I've told her this a million times, and I stand by this, and I do mean it. Like, look, I'm much easier to do. When I wake up in the morning, I already know that you know what it is we have to do. Just tell me that day, and then I'm like, all right, cool, that's what I'm doing today. But when you tell me all this crap in advance, it just stresses me the F out. I would rather not know.
Well, Miles, my point is, like, look, if I know I have a tea time, I know. That's what I know. That's all I know. And I'm like, hey, baby, we got a tea time.
But if you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, you don't know when to wake up until the next day.
Yeah, but if you called him and said, yo, Wes, man, let's do it. I called you at 5:30 in the morning. Let's do a tea time at 7. Somehow it tells me, Wes says, I will meet you there.
I know you can be ready in 5 minutes. You can't drive to the golf course, though, in 45.
Oh, yeah. I got my socks on. I got my sandals on. I won't put on my golf shoes until I get to the first tee box.
Okay.
I'm right there with you. I'd rather not know, man. I don't need to know. And most of the time, and look, bad things might happen, but typically you don't know those are going to happen. But I'm like, look, I'm going to wake up. I know there's something to do. We have kids. Either it involves them, it involves the wife. There's some crap I have to do at work. It doesn't matter. Just tell me day of. And we do pretty well with it because she knows everything that's going on. I know nothing. Even when we get dates at work,
okay, here my problem is,
I just forward them to her. Like, just write them on the calendar, and then day of or the night before, she'll remind me what it is, and I go, oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, I plan to sleep in at times, just as much as I plan to get up. So every morning, if I did not know what was going on, I'm going to need to get up early to then find out what is going on that day.
Why?
Well, let's just say, okay,
if it's important, people reach out to you.
I'll tell you why. Because I am one of those people who, when I need to go to the dentist for some reason, they set the appointment at like 8 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Now, if I don't know that the night before, and I'm only going to find out the next day, okay, I might decide, like, you know what, tomorrow, man, I'm going to sleep in until 8:30. It's going to be great. Then I wake up at 8:30 and realize, oh, God, I missed my dentist appointment.
Yeah, reschedule.
Well, that's, yeah, I did.
I mean, like, all right.
You didn't know. But I'm going to do it again. I'm going to do it again. Because I don't. Yeah.
But against this point, they'll call you. They'll remind you. And you go like, oh, crap, right, I got to do that.
Okay. Maybe you should start with just schedule for later.
Well, man, I wish I could. I just can't get into those slots for whatever reason. Like, every time, like, could you be here at 7? What time do doctors and dentists, what time do they get to the office?
I don't know, but nobody wants the early appointment. I'm always there at 8. And it's like, well, we have 8 available, or we have, like, 4 in the afternoon. I'm like, well, I'm at work, so I will be here at 8 a.m.
Well, last time dental cleaning. Can you come in at 7? I'm like, no. So they rescheduled me for, like, 3 weeks later. I'm like, no, I'm not. Why not? I'm like, I'm not going to be there. I promise you I will not make it there.
My doctor's pretty good about getting like a 9 or 10. But the only thing that's weird is I swear to God, they never, if they call me to ask anything, it's between 2 and 6.
Oh, naturally.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. My phone's blowing up right now like crazy. I missed 3 calls within the last 20 minutes.
Because no one knows what you do for a living.
No.
You've kept that under wraps from everyone.
Thank you.
It's amazing.
Raise me ask, would you rather not know what you're doing tomorrow for 10 years or know exactly what you're doing every day for the next 10 years? A woman's selfless service and dedication paid off after her husband woke up from a vegetated state after 10 years. The South China Morning Post says that Sun Hong from a province, I guess, Anhu province, refused to give up on her husband. He slipped into a semi-consciousness coma after a heart attack in 2014. Now, she believed her husband would emerge from his trauma. And according to the news, years of tender and loving care helped him recover. A video clip of the couple has emerged on social media in China. And it shows her sitting next to her husband, who is awake in bed. as tears trickle down his face as his wife tells him about the last 10 years. Although I'm very tired, I feel that everything will make sense once the family is reunited, she said. She recalled the shock and pain she went through when her husband suffered a heart attack, went into a vegetative state, said that the thought of her two children inspired her to remain strong and not lose hope. She also added that she wanted to set a good example for her kids. And she said her thoughts were focused on her husband, and time and energy were spent keeping him comfortable during his unconscious state. The long-duration coma caused several obviously physical problems, and he needed a tracheotomy to help him breathe and a urinary catheter. Even though it took a lot of hard work and effort, her dedication never wavered. The man's 84-year-old father expressed his gratitude for the sacrifices she made. It is because of my daughter-in-law. She is better than a daughter. No one can compare with her. She says that he is the love of her life, and she would never leave him.
Good Lord, man. It'd be one thing if you went into a coma in, I don't know, 1872 and woke up in 1882. What's changed? Bob got a new horse. Between 2014 and 2024, just the way technology is and just everything in the world, I mean, it would be mind-blowing, I think, to explain to people what's happened in just the 10 years that you've been away.
I would say shocking things to people, my loved one, to see if that would cause them to wake up.
All right.
You know, just based on principle. Like, they're kind of in, you know, I think they're there. I
slept with your sister.
No.
And
no,
she's
no,
awake.
No. Like, yeah, it would be more like, do you mind if I go out with your sister tonight and sleep with her? It would not be the after effect. It would be
right.
It'd be asking permission to do this.
Oh, I'd have to go after effect.
Listen, do you mind if I go to a brothel for a week on vacation while you're here? It'd be things like that. Just to see, is there anybody inside there?
I think you would know quickly.
Yes. I think they would be like, no.
I know.
So I'm in the coma from 2015 to 2025?
Well, 14 to 24, but either way, same difference, right?
Yeah, that would be crazy.
I mean, just how much?
Like, the Chiefs dominate, and they don't get upset people, but you just be like, the apprentice guy. That guy is the president.
For the second time.
And then he got elected a second time, but Biden was in the middle. I'd be like, This is crazy talk.
All right, so but think about one of the other things. You bring up Trump. I don't think anyone would have predicted that. Bruce Jenner. I don't think he had transitioned yet. So you're like, remember that guy in the Wheaties box, Bruce Jenner? Here's a picture of her now.
Yeah.
But you're just like, wait, what? You'd be like, yeah, hey, man, these are the things that happen. These are the things that happen right here.
Random.
That would be wild.
Random, even more than technology, random, just talking about random, people, I think, would blow people's minds. Random, hello, John. Random, welcome to the men's room.
Hola,
John, welcome to the program. Random question. Let's go with this one. In the wild, would you rather come face to face with an elephant or a rabid bear? Elephant or rabid bear?
I'm going to say elephant.
You're going to say an elephant?
I'm right there with you, man.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. A rabid bear, you have no idea what it's going to do.
Yes, you do. It's just none of it's good. I feel like if an elephant is done with you, from the video that somebody showed us, it headbutts you and it's kind of done. It'll still mess with your body, but you are no longer aware of whatever it's doing. A rabid bear, like bears.
Have you ever heard of a rabid bear?
Not before I saw that headline today, and I thought to myself, this poor son of a bitch doing whatever he was doing. It's bad enough to bump into a bear, but this bear has rabies. Right? I mean, just... Yep. This guarantees that any of the suggestions they give you, stop, drop, roll, whatever it is, like, none of that's going to work because it has rabies.
Yeah. Yeah, all the things you've been taught.
Excuse me. The elephant would probably be bad, but at least...
It'd be bad.
It's just a normal elephant. Whereas the rabid bear, it's like, well, he's gonna attack me.
Ted, when I was trying to leave the area where we were staying on safari, and there was an elephant in front of the hotel with a young one.
Oh,
now, this is where you don't, I mean,
yeah.
And I started walking out, and the woman was like, no. And I walked to the front of the entrance, and there were about 12 of them. And they were just kind of moving through in a pack. But the one that was pretty close to the door, one of the bigger ones in the group, and also had a baby. And that's when you really need to watch your ass.
Yes.
I mean, and they were like, seriously, man, everybody back up. We will leave your bags out there, because they were all up in the front waiting for a shuttle van. And basically just, we walked back as far as we could. And somebody did go out there and shoo them away. But, I mean...
How do you shoo away? It's one thing to say elephants, but like you said, there's a baby there where everything changes, right?
And there's always a baby. Right. There's always a baby. There's always a baby. It's like going on a. It's like getting in a plane. There's always a baby.
But what do you do to?
You just wait for
them away.
I don't know.
What'd they do?
They're just eating. They're basically just.
No, I thought you said they shoot them away though.
It was on the other side of the fence, so I'm not exactly sure what. But they started to walk, and then the guy behind him with the big stick, he was just kind of following them out.
The guy, does that stick protect you from these elephants?
I don't know. I think it just
no,
makes noise
it does
when
not.
You're banging on stuff. The reason we asked, would you rather deal with a elephant or a rabid bear in the wild? A bear attacked a Pennsylvania man as he was walking along a trail in a wooded area, and authorities have now confirmed the animal did in fact have rabies. Andrew Nearer was walking from his house to a store in Jim Thorpe, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
When the black bear approached, and though he tried to avoid it, it jumped at him and started biting and scratching him. The state's game commission called those abnormal behaviors for that species. A neighbor who saw what was happening ended up going outside with a rifle and shooting the bear while it was on top of him. Then the remains of the bear were tested, and he received medical treatment for rabies and is expected to make a full recovery. He said he actually feels bad for the bear. They really do not bother you, he said. They're hungry. They're starving. They are supposed to be in hibernation, but the weather here is just weird. It's hot. It's cold. It's warm. It's cold. It could have been a lot worse. Now, back in the 1970s, in Pennsylvania, there were about 4,000 black bears in existence. Now the population is estimated at 18,000.
Damn.
Leading to an increase in human-bear encounters in the state. And while rabies in bears is rare, and a case emerging in a given area usually is isolated.
Usually.
Rabies does pose a risk to all mammals. In this particular case, male bears typically den alone, therefore reducing the risk of other bears being exposed. So they're hoping that that was a good thing.
So the guy a male bear.
Who got attacked by a rabid bear, he survived. Okay,
well, somebody here says that a black bear, brown bear, polar bear, I understand your point, but, like, black bear is the only one I believe you got a chance of surviving.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even a polar bear in a good mood end you. A grizzly bear in a good mood is going to end you. A black bear, you can fight it off, but you're taking more damage than you'd like.
Right. Brown bears are massive and aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the death of a tourist on safari in South Africa is being called tragic.
Oh.
South African
Not
National
celebrated?
Parks on Saturday said a tourist was charged and trampled by an elephant while in Kruger National Park.
W-R.
That's right. And has passed away. A follow-up post identified the deceased as a South African resident who was 59 years old. They have indicated the deceased tourist was a grandfather who died while trying to protect his grandkids, according to the park.
Good on him.
While the incident remains under investigation, initial eyewitness accounts indicated that the family parked close to the reception area of the entrance, and the children ran past the bridge and into the bush.
Jeez, man.
To see an elephant, whereupon an individual elephant from a nearby herd charged at them. So they were going for it, and then another one came in like,
yeah.
The deceased rushed to assist his children, grandchildren. That is when he was chased and trampled by one of the animals. He succumbed to his injuries on the scene. They add that the elephant that was responsible for the death could not be identified, as there were several of them in the vicinity, and they immediately moved away while people were trying to save the life of the deceased. USA Today reports that tourists are permitted to drive through that area of Kruger National Park, but they're not supposed to exit the vehicles. So when the kids took off out of the car and ran across the bridge, he went after him to try to get him back into the car.
Yeah, pure instinct, man.
And they say no part of your body may protrude from a window or sunroof, and doors should remain closed at all times.
Look, you know, these are kids, so, and the grandfather's trying to save them, so to me, this is all forgivable. We understand how it happens. There's a video about 2 years ago. I do not know what this couple was fighting about, but they're driving through a safari park. You remember this? And you can't really tell they're bickering at first, but the car comes to a stop, and a woman gets out, slams the door, and just folds her arms, right? The telltale sign that there's an argument. Husband gets out of the driver's side, and he's trying to plead with her, and she's just nodding her, shaking her head like, no, arms folded all tight. And as she's going through the, a leopard grabbed her ass and drug her into
took
the
off.
Jungle. Yeah, and the dude's just kind of, he kind of stares.
And that was the end of the argument.
Ah, I mean, just like, man, you're an adult at a safari park. I don't care how mad you are, keep your dumb ass inside of the car. Yeah, leopard snatched her up, she was gone. Hello, Mike, welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Mike, welcome to the program. Random question, question. All right, here's another weird question for you, random style. Would you rather be sitting on a toilet that explodes or get hit by a hammer? Would you rather sit on an exploding toilet or get hit by a hammer?
Where is that? Does it say where I'm getting hit?
We'll say you get hit by a hammer on the head.
A hammer on the head, man. Exploding toilet is a bad way to go.
Okay, but there's no guarantee you're going to die in either one of these.
Now, is this toilet like exploding?
Hammer, I feel like even if you're getting hit in the hammer, I mean, like, you're probably getting knocked out at the very least.
Okay, you could almost hope that you
I'm still taking the hammer just because I've had head injuries.
Yeah.
So, like, all right. But, like, that exploding toilet, even if I survive, that might do some damage to my...
Yeah, you got a butt full of shrapnel now. And,
okay. And your boys are exposed at that point in time.
I don't get medals out for that.
You're not a porcelain claymore at that point. Yeah, and I'm passing on the toilet.
Okay.
Porcelain claymore.
I think I tend to agree with you on this one, but these two stories go the complete opposite direction again. A guy in Pittsburgh landed in the hospital this past Monday after he used a bathroom at City Hall. And the toilet exploded.
Damn.
It was near the mayor's office. It was just bad plumbing. The toilet tank shattered and sent shards of porcelain flying throughout the bathroom. A spokesperson said a fixture in the toilet had failed. The 65-year-old man who was using the toilet ended up with a gash on the inside of his leg. They did describe some other minor and non-life-threatening injuries, but he did have an open wound. The building is over 100 years old. It does need renovations.
You don't say.
And local media recently reported on peeling paint, broken urinals, moldy water fountains, and everything else. But he's at City Hall. He's on the toilet. And it explodes. This one is not so good. An accident during an indoor track meet at the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs, resulted in the death of an audience member on Sunday, according to the university. Incident took place at 9:30 at a field house during a club sports track and field event for high school students across Colorado. An attending spectator was struck by a thrown weight hammer during the meet. He tried to block the hammer from hitting his grandkids.
Geez, here we are again.
Yep. It is known also as a
Stop
weight...
Stop doing stuff with your grandkids.
Weight don't throw. Protect them.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think's better?
Well, basically, the hammer is a metal ball attached to a handle by a length of wire. You know what this is. They spin around and let it go.
Yeah.
He saw it coming, and his grandchildren stepped in the way, and he was pronounced dead at the scene.
Oh.
The identity of the man has not been released yet, but death by track meet.
That's the hammer throw, right?
That is the hammer
throw. So it's not that.
It's not an actual hammer. It's a hammer that they use. They call it the hammer throw. But it's really just a ball.
It's a giant... bowling ball at the end of a string and a hook.
Chain, exactly. Chain, right. Stick, ball. They threw this thing around, man. Mm. See, I'd always think you'd go by javelin. That would seem to be the way that
people get hit with javelins and they're okay.
I mean, they don't die. Maybe that's the best way to put it.
In theory, but still.
Well, the shot put, right? You see people do that. Now imagine that on a chain and a dude swinging it. That's basically what the hammer throw is.
Yep, exactly. Who Sucks Less is coming up at 4:30, and we've got your emails on the way next from the men's room at KISW.com.